you were born in Des Moines. You grew up in Cedar Rapids. You're a University of Iowa grad, so am I. How did you end up in New York City and doing this job?
Well, I actually, I was working at Hancher Auditorium. Well, you were at Iowa probably when I was there. I was working at old Hancher Auditorium as an usher and a security captain and a box office treasurer and doing all those things. And I took a class about art of the theater, and James Wackenfuss, who ran Hancher, talked about arts administration, theater management. And so I ended up getting my master's at American University in Washington, D.C., and started working at the Kennedy Center back in the late 80s, and then ended up going to New York and Toronto, and then ended up on tour.
What an interesting venture. Did you ever want to be an actor, or has it always been the offstage preference for you?
Well, everyone wants to be an actor and everyone wants to be a professional athlete, but it's not the easiest thing. It's very hard to do that career, and being in arts administration gave me the opportunity to kind of stay in that field and, do what I do best. I mean, I have a family of accountants per se. I mean, my sister was an accountant, my mom was an accountant, so numbers came easy for me. And so that kind of, I love doing it.
Explain for me a little about what a company manager does.
So basically in the corporate world, we're more like an operations manager. We handle the day-to-day operations of the show. But in addition to that, we have 65 company members that travel across the country. And my associate and I handle all the travel, all the accommodation. We make sure that when we come into Des Moines that they have gyms to go to, doctors to see, dentists, any type of emergency that comes up, that we call it a one sheet, so that they're well prepared if something happens. And of course, you become part of a den mother, really. It's just, they call you and they're like, I need help with this. And you kind of take care of that, in addition to working with the local markets on advertising and doing the box office and the local labor. So it's an all-encompassing job, really.
And you're the manager of a lot of people then. Do you manage all the stuff too? I know there are a lot of trucks that are coming in with the show.
Yeah, there are 13 semi-trailer trucks that travel the show around the country. I mean, I work with the trucking company, but it's in motion at this point. I mean, it's kind of the one thing that always, slows us down, of course, is weather. So especially in the winter when you're going from, Cleveland to Buffalo in January. I mean, highways get shut down, blizzards happen, and so you have to make contingency plans or make sure that, the trucks get there.
Well, congratulations. You must be great at this job with 21 years on the show since the very first national tour. That's really rare in this industry, which can be volatile. To what do you attribute your longevity in this job?
Yeah, 21 years on a show. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue that I've been with a Broadway show the longest of any company manager. I just, I love traveling the country. I'm a very large Iowa family. I have six brothers and sisters. They're all spread about. Now I've got nieces and nephews all spread about. So, in some respects, I get to see them when I travel across the country. And I love New York. It's expensive. It's crowded. And to be able to bring up a high quality Broadway show across the country where, people may not be able to afford to go into New York City, and to be able to see Wicked, a great production of Wicked in your own backyard at the Civic Auditorium. I mean, it's a great facility. It's, it's nice to be able to show my company Iowa and the, Midwest friendly and all the things that we're known for.
You've overseen, I guess, hundreds, probably thousands of performances of Wicked. Do you still face challenges every night when the show comes here?
Yeah, we do, actually. I mean, like I said, weather plays a big thing. Computers are the other downfall of our show. I mean, if there's a power outage, if there's a, trust me, when we're in the Midwest and, tornado warnings and tornado watches happen, the irony of it is certainly not lost on us. And we've had to evacuate the show and go into a basement, and we've had to, there are constant challenges. I mean, that's kind of what makes the job exciting. I mean, certainly I want the show to go smoothly. I want everyone to have a wonderful time. But, my sister saw the show a few years ago in Omaha, and we had a malfunction, and unfortunately the witch didn't fly. And she said, I've never seen that before. But, well, this is what live theater is all about.
Yeah, talk a little about Wicked. I know a lot of folks have seen it. It's not been here for 13 years. Why do audiences continue returning to this?
You know, I think we all have a relationship to The Wizard of Oz. And our director, Joe Mantello, said it perfectly, is if you're watching The Wizard of Oz and the camera pans just a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, that's what our story is. We kind of set the story on its ear. And I think that it's very clever. It's also extremely funny. And Stephen Schwartz wrote an amazing score. And I think now that the tour is, 21 years old and the Broadway show is 23 years old, we have different generations, coming to the show. And I'm a prime example. In 2008, I brought my brother's boys to see the show. Now they're bringing their kids to the show, and they're sharing the experience of what it felt like when they saw Wicked or they went to theater for the first time. And so I think it's an incredibly special show in that respect.
Fantastic. Steve, thank you again so much for taking a few minutes out. I know you're going to be very busy. We appreciate you telling your story, and it's my pleasure to be able to tell our audience. We have about 70 radio stations statewide, so thanks, and welcome back to Iowa.
I'm so excited. I mean, Farmers Market, High Trestle Trail, all these things. I can't wait. I can't wait to be back home. I was even joking. We were in Omaha, and I called my sister, and I said, I'm in a Hy-Vee right now. I can't be any happier.